I'm sure you've heard this line from employers, whether it's you know, in real life or in the media, that young school leavers often aren't prepared for life in the workplace. So how can we address that problem? And how can we make sure that school kids, in turn, are aware of the variety of options that are available to them so that they pursue a career that makes them want to better themselves? Yesterday at Thomas Hardy School in Dorchester, they had a Futures Day, bringing together Year 12 students, halfway through their A-levels, with a wide range of local and national businesses. I went along to find out more and discovered that a couple of the speakers were themselves sat in the classrooms not so long ago.
So we've appointed executives.
Of the house.
I'm Nick Grasby, and I'm from Humphreys Kirk Solicitors in Dorchester.
And lucky you're a fully grown man.
I know.
But it wasn't so very long ago that you were walking in these corridors yourself.
Yes. 1999 I left, so a while ago, but not a great deal has changed, to be honest.
And so what are you doing here today? What are you trying to get out of today, and what are you trying to pass on to the students?
Well, I just want to pass on my knowledge that I've kind of gathered in the last few years of being a solicitor, and the, you know, the areas of law that you can go into, and the ways of actually qualifying to be a solicitor, because a lot of people don't realise that you know, you don't have to go to university. You can go down the route of being a legal executive, and start as a paralegal or a secretary, and you know, earn some money right from the very start of after leaving school, and work your way up.
I'm Matt. I'm in the Thomas Hardy Sixth Form in Year 12, preparing for my A2s next year when I'll be in Year 13.
And you're poring over a piece of A3 paper. I, Mrs. Joe Miggins, 10 West Road, Dorchester. This looks like a grand will. How are you finding it all?
Well, it's a lot of stuff you have to take into consideration, because you don't realise how many details and how much investments people leave behind. It's really interesting, and it's good to get a bit of experience.
Andrew Roberts-Ray, I'm the head of Sunning Hill Prep School.
How does a prep school get involved with something like this, which is working with 16, 17-year-olds?
We send a lot of our kids from our prep school. About half of them come up here to Thomas Hardy, and half go to other schools in the local area, independent and state. I'm involved because I'm passionate about trying to create links between education and business, and we work with local businesses running what we call a lion's lair, a panel of local business people who come in with our year eights and do a big day of presentations with them. And it's really trying to keep that continuity going, and trying to build a network in not just in Dorchester, but across the whole of Dorset, to encourage young people to look locally for work and employment, because there's a massive skill shortage here in Dorset, as I'm discovering the more I talk to my local colleagues in local businesses. So for me, it's about pulling the two together and trying to see if Dorset could actually stand out as a beacon for links between education and business.
I'm Flora Phillips.
I'm Laura Hansel.
Okay, and what have you just been doing?
We've just been listening to Matt talk about his role as a desk editor at The Guardian newspaper.
My name is Matthew Keynes, and I'm a desk editor for The Guardian's arts and culture sector. I think I was taught in this very room by Mr. Morgan, who was one of my old form tutors. No, it's fantastic to be back to, A, just see everyone, see all my old teachers, but also to give something back, as it were, because I think it's at this kind of point in your life where you're thinking about, what do I want to do, how am I going to get there, and who's going to help me do it? You have lots of questions, and hopefully I could answer some of those questions.
Flora, having somebody from a national paper like The Guardian here at a school in Dorchester, that's something kind of cool about that.
Well, absolutely, and also the fact that Matt went to Hardy's, it's really amazing to see, and also just hearing about his story, and it's incredibly relatable, just absolutely going for it. It's just suddenly makes you feel so much more open, so much less restricted.
Is there an argument that if somebody wanted to do your job strongly enough, or anybody's job, they would figure that out for themselves? Is it wise to be imparting that kind of knowledge?
You know, you've got to have passion, you've got to have dedication to get to, you know, somewhere like The Guardian, and you know, they'll be looking for passionate, dedicated people. I think one of my tips today was that you need to ask for things. Nobody is going to come and find you. You need to be found, as it were. So, you know, that means getting yourself on social media, getting an online blog, finding a kind of niche for yourself, carving that out and writing about what you love to write about. Because, you know, editors like myself, when we look at CVs, we're going to be Googling you. And if we can't find you, then you might not get that job.
Matthew Keynes from The Guardian talking to me yesterday at Thomas Hardy School in Dorchester.